Well, the news filtered through this morning that Stuart Lamont, who has been with the Murrumbidgee Turf Club, well, he's about to tell us how long, will be standing down at their AGM later on this year. Stuart, of course, from Coringle Stud. Morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm well. I didn't think you'd do something. I had you pictured there sort of being carried out.
Well, yes, I don't think I'd quite want to get to that stage, but it has been 34 years, so I think it's time to pass the baton.
Exactly. Has it been just on your mind in recent times, thinking that, let's let some new blood come in?
Oh, look, I guess so, yes. I think we think about it from time to time, and I think the time is right.
So what's made it right? Do you feel all your work, with all the prize money and all the work that you've done within the club in the last couple of years, the last 5 years probably, or a bit longer than that, you feel this is the time, the right time?
Look, country racing is, as we all know, is in a fantastic position, and our gratitude to Racing New South Wales for that. As far as our club is going, yes, again, it's in great order as well. We've had a wonderfully committed board of directors for many years and a great succession of CEOs over the years. And on top of that, we've got an amazing track manager in Mark Hart. So everything is going very, very well at the club.
So do you plan, you're chairman there, but do you plan to move away from the club altogether?
Oh, look, yes, I'll step down from the board, but look, yep. I'll still certainly be involved, obviously, with my love of racing and a lot yep. of friends in the racing industry. So, yes, I'll still have an involvement, but not on the board.
Understand. And you speak about CEOs. In my time, there's been an array of them. Steve Keane, we spoke to yesterday on our program about yesterday's meeting and things like that. It is crucial, isn't it, not only to have a strong board, but a strong sort of leader at the top.
Yes, oh, absolutely. So when I joined in 85, my father was president at that stage, but Greg Nicholls was the CEO, and of course Greg went on to run British Racing. Then we had Mick Sullivan, who then went to the Sunshine Coast, but he set up the instrumental in setting up our 100 club. It still goes today. I think it's in its 24th year. And then Christine Williams came from the Lismore Turf Club, and she was great. Then our local, Scott Sandbrook, who was here for 7 years, only retired last year, did an absolutely outstanding job. So we've been very fortunate.
And looking back, and I know you'll have time to do this because you're not exactly standing down now. It'll be around October at your annual general meeting. But looking back, has there been one or two major highlights that you're very proud of, Stuart?
Oh, look, I think really as far as from a board perspective and a being president of the board, I think it's really just the respect that is between the board and the staff and the racing participants, really, and with all of our sponsors. I think the club is certainly held in high regard. So I'm certainly, I'm proud of our board's achievement in that department. But as far as the capital works and things that have gone on the club with the improvements to the track, of course, when I got on, the grandstand was built a couple of years later, and then our track was fully redeveloped. So there's certainly been a lot happened over the years. And of course, the club was formed in 1860, so there's a lot of history there and a lot of old buildings that are forever in need of plenty of attention. So it's a bit like a farm. There's always plenty to do.
Now, normally when someone makes a decision like this and you've got another half, you normally ask, this is not something you've just absolutely dropped on Penny overnight, is it?
No, she was probably a bit surprised by the decision as well. But anyway, yes, it's time to move on, as I say. And I'm still very involved in the farm, and we've got a couple of boys back here working alongside me, which I thoroughly enjoy. So I'll just... be very happy doing that.
And Stuart, just finally, we mentioned Coringle Stud that do sponsor on Sky Sports Radio. How is it going towards the breeding season? And how, last week we travelled around some parts of country, New South Wales, that are so dry. What's it like around Wagga during the winter?
Look, Wagga has really escaped very well. I mean, we're in a very lucky pocket, and I certainly feel for everybody in northern and western New South Wales that are struggling so badly with the dry. But yes, this area is actually in very good order. But you've only got to go an hour north of here, and it starts to dry off, and obviously from there on, it's absolutely desperate.
Yeah, understand. And how's the farm set up, mate? The stallions are all ready to go from September 1?
Stallions will be all ready to go, yes. Price Icon's settled in beautifully, and he's a really lovely horse and getting good patronage. So I think he'll be very popular this year.
Beautiful. Well, mate, I know that this isn't the end. You're going through until around October when that AGM is on, but I just wanted to grab you this morning on the news that you are retiring. There'll be plenty of people paying their own honours between now and then, but I just wanted to grab you this morning. There's been a hell of a change at Wagga for the positive over the last 20 years or so in my time, and you've been leading the charge on that. Well done to you, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate